I will surrender the Crimson Revolution to you, Captain. In return for political asylum, the prototype cloaking device it carries would provide too much of an advantage to the Ashrani Federation and tip the balance of this Cold War that has kept the peace for 3 generations. Documents to sign. Your Terrans have quaint, old-fashioned customs. Captain, but out of interest of ensuring peace between our people, I will sign them. At least, if you agree to observe the surrender rituals of my people as well. How many copies of this document are there? And is it strictly necessary to initial every page? Do I use my full title of Priest Captain, or is just my name sufficient? Your customs are rather boring, no offense intended. I much prefer my people's traditions, particularly when it comes to surrender. There. I thought my hand was going to cramp up before I finished. Can we attend to my people's surrender tradition now? Finally. I trust this is being recorded then. Excellent. Then let us disrobe now. Why do you look surprised? Surely you must have heard of the Ashrani surrender ritual, or I guess my people have never had to formally surrender to Terrans before. I assume that word have gotten out somehow. Well, it's very simple. To surrender, one must show submission. The ultimate submission is to offer yourself sexually to your opponent and let them claim your body. It's symbolic, but also quite practical when you consider my people's history. We were largely tribal. To surrender yourself sexually to your opponent, directly or through a blood relative, was to bind the two groups together and to work for the common good. So it is quite simple. I'm surrendering to you, but it is not final until you take me. With witnesses. It can just be recorded visually if you wish, and I can assure you that our two races are fully compatible, both in terms of genitalia and DNA. I, for one, had a keen interest in Terra, its people, and its history. Even if you had less luck in probing the mysteries of the Ashrani, Captain, in the eyes of my race, my crew, and most importantly myself, this surrender is not formalized until we have intercourse. Copulate, screw, bump uglies, fuck. Your people have so many words for this one act. Based upon things such as that, and my accessing of Terra's extranet, your reluctance now is a little surprising. I've studied you, Captain. You're a diplomat as well as a warrior. I'm sure you have been given a great deal of discretion to act in this matter. You can choose to honor the traditions of my people, or you can refuse, in which case my officers and I will return to our ship or die trying. If we do not return, our ship will self-destruct. Considering that our ships are attached, that would be most inconvenient. It seems rather strange that you would allow your ship to dock with mine, but not your body to join with my body, when just as much is at stake. And it's not as if I'm not attractive, even to your race. As I said, our races are not all that different. So what will it be, Captain? Do you show your dominance over me, taking both my body and my ship? Does this turn into a possible bloodbath? Yes, as I said, there do not need to be physical witnesses. It can just be recorded, but a copy of it must be transmitted to the Ashrani homeworld as proof. Now please, Captain, I'm losing my patience. Were you surrendering to me? I would have you on your back on the table here and mate you. What is the human phrase, my bitch? Why do your man love, Captain? Is that not the right term? Your face turns red. That is an anger response, is it not? Or embarrassment? Yes, your cabin will do, as long as it has the ability to record us. Let us go now then. Such small quarters for the captain of a ship, and such a small bed. You have no harem then. I should be the first member of yours while dismissing my own. I'm sure there are those women among my crew who would gladly help further fill your bed now, if you get a bigger bed. Now, as you can see from my naked body, I did not lie about the compatibility of our species. If you kindly disrobe yourself, I can give you a thorough proof of that fact. Oh, Captain, does this body not please you? Or are you just nervous? But I can assist you with that. You just need to give me the command, and I will fall to my knees in front of you and perform the proper service for you. No, you must say it. You're the one showing dominance. Please keep that in mind. Captain, you can do better than that. You would not have risen to your position if you are not used to issuing orders. Or are ranks awarded to Terrans based upon sexual favors to superiors? That would explain your hesitance. Much better, Captain. See, I'm obedient, and you will soon see that I am skilled. Much better, Captain. There are any number of acts I can perform upon you, should you wish, but sooner we consummate this surrender, the sooner we can get both of your ships back to Terran space. So may I get on your bed now? There are any number of positions we may use, as long as I am in the submissive one. As Captain, I do not often get that opportunity. If this one may be so bold, there is one that your people refer to as doggy style. It exists among my people as well, but I suspect you would not get the intricacies of its name. It took me a while to understand the name of yours as well. But getting onto my hands and knees like this, and presenting myself to you like this transcends cultures and languages, I should think. As does this little wiggle of my ass. Now please hurry, Captain. Even now, the Ashrani fleet is undoubtedly on its way to this location. Better. Now grab onto me, Captain. You may take me in whatever style you wish, in whatever hole you wish, although the pussy it is. That is traditional. You may also take me as hard as you want, but this is going back to my government. It would not hurt you to show some dominance, and I can assure you it will not hurt me. Impressive, Captain. You are not restrained as you seem at first. There is perhaps the soul of a warrior in you yet. Oh, now hold onto me tightly and show my people your true warrior spirit. Ah. Ah. Oh, yes, that's it. Put me in my place. Show me. Show them that I'm your property. You're worthy to own me and my ship, that you're worthy of my respect and obedience. Oh, yeah. So very physically compatible, Captain. we join together so well. Perhaps a symbol of our people can someday come together. A funny word, come in your language. It means to travel somewhere, but it also sounds like the word to orgasm. Today we will come together in both senses of the word. I believe that will sufficiently satisfy my government, my former government, of my surrender. It certainly satisfied me. We can return to the bridge and I will give the word to my people to complete the turning over of my ship to you. I will then move my possessions from my ship to yours. Starting with my bed, I think. You will like my bed and I will keep it very warm for you.